You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Yesterday, we only showed the top half of the logo.
You know? You can't send all ball and stick in the first nude. You feel me?
That's right. Everyone knows that.
Right. For all you ladies out there, if a guy asks for a nude or a lady asks for a nude, you send titties first. Don't send clam first, bro. We'd be like, yo, this girl clam, crazy.
Yeah, you went clam first? Damn. What, you go?
Okay, I didn't know you was at a surf and turf restaurant.
Okay, Andrew Alvarez said, it's the Cooligans, buddy. That's
it's
right.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
That's right.
And Liam Cohn says, Balexis Barreros. What did I do wrong?
Nick Red said, only the tip of the logo.
Only the bip of the bogo is what he said.
Okay, we're having fun already.
That was Justin Freeberg. Okay. Only the bip.
Okay. Bay Raguna said, I took the day off work just to watch this show, and San Jose does me like this. Yeah, San Jose Earthquakes. I mean, they've been having a rough, like 6 or 7 seasons straight.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
They've all over the place. From the company that named their stadium shutting down, going bankrupt.
Avaya?
The original Avaya.
Oh, yeah.
Avaya was like, yo, we done. And they're like, look, we're keeping the sign because we can't get anyone
but now,
else to pay for it.
PayPal Park.
PayPal Park.
PayPal Park sounds.
Triple P? Like the loans that they said they're coming after us for?
You're pushing Triple P.
Damn. Who was it? Someone said they. There was somebody, I think it was Throwing Fits, put this up. Somebody made a comment that they had a Palace hat. You know Palace, the streetwear brand?
Not familiar, no.
Okay, Palace, very famous. You've seen it. It's the triangle logo. Okay. It's like the Supreme of England.
All right.
So they have what the guy had a hat, and it just had a P on it. And the guy was like, someone commented, damn, motherfucker's wearing pushing P merch still. And he goes, yo, I can't wear this hat no more. It should make me laugh, bro. You went out and spent $180 on a cap.
Exactly.
And now everyone thinks you're wearing pushing P merch that you get at the front of a strip club in Atlanta.
I mean, look, that happens sometimes. All right.
Triple P going to be the new coach of the Quakes. Los Cholugans after that Chicharito Vela interview, bro. We're part of the Raza now, bro.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I got to get a lowrider, dude.
Because, you know, it was fun chatting with those fools.
You know what I mean?
All right.
You see them tall the sock down to the fool, and them boys got them up to their knees, bro.
All right. I ain't pandering. That's one
Not
of the,
at
that's
all.
That's one of the P's. That's how I talk to these fools.
That's right, bro. We're so L.A. and Mexican, bro. In front of Carlos Vela and Chicharito, we were like, hey, orale.
they were like, yo, one of us.
Vato.
They loved it. They loved it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
This is an exciting week because yesterday was the relaunch of the Cooligans on the Lebatard and Friends
right.
network, and we went
to DR and got a BBL.
Correct.
We came out looking fresh.
Okay. And we got put on the Lebatard feed, on the Lebatard show feed.
You know it's serious when they put you on the main.
When they put us on the main, okay.
You know, that's when it's serious.
Dan Lebatard went clam first.
Yeah. We were like, wow.
Wow.
He's really into us.
You making this Facebook official?
Wow.
You know,
get rid of that. It's complicated.
What's terrible is that we haven't even met Dan in person yet.
No.
And we've been roasting
we're
him relentlessly.
Talking about him going clam first.
Okay, that's how we know we're part of the family already.
Bro, Justin Freeberg said, Cooligans ain't mid no more. They're main. When were we mid, bro?
So it was nice. Hello to everyone that's new to the show. We got a lot of great messages and comments. A lot of people were, they were complimentary. They were critical.
Yeah.
They were like, what?
Some people were complimentary and critical.
and we got it from all angles.
All angles, bro.
But a lot of love and a lot of support. So it's awesome to, you know, be in front of a new audience. And we hope you enjoy the stupidity. I mean, you heard it up top, but that's, you know, this is how it goes. Okay.
Listen, there's nothing we can do about it. We're going to be dumb. You either come along for it or just enjoy it. No one's asking you to meet us at our dumbness.
You either come along for it and is coming
enjoy
along
it?
For it and not. Oh, I thought you meant like those were the two options. Or enjoy it.
No, no, no. And enjoy it.
Okay, okay. Because you can come along and then not enjoy it.
Well, you can just try to be as dumb as us. And you know what I say? Good luck. Because it
yeah.
don't exist.
And we're, yeah, we get dumb. We're stupid. Yeah. We're dumb comedians at a comedy club right now. We're at the Stand Comedy Club. Shout out to the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant for hosting us today. We're here on Tuesdays where we film Shouts to U.S. And we talk about all things American soccer. But if you ever, if you've never been to New York and you're going to come here and you want to see a comedy show, come to the Stand, and they have unbelievable food. You can't even
This is important because, you know, when you go to a comedy club as a civilian, not as us,
yeah.
you got to think to yourself like, oh, we should go. Let's say you're setting up a little date with the lady, right? Mm-hmm. You got to think to yourself, oh, we should probably go to a nice restaurant before, maybe something with cocktails, good food, high like high-level quality ingredients, something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to go find another restaurant, and then you got to make it here on time. You right. know what I mean? And let's say she eat too slow or you eat too slow, then one of you has to rush the other one. You know what I mean? It's a whole mess, right?
It's a common problem on dates.
Just do it all in one room. Right? Now you pick the restaurant with great food, and you go, hey, did you know downstairs or right over there? It's a big comedy show. Want to go to it? Mm. You know what I mean?
Okay, you're gonna look like you know, like you had a plan.
Yeah,
you know?
You're gonna be like,
ladies
damn, bro.
Love plan. They you planned this date. They love
like,
it.
I'm so glad I sent this dude a clam shot first. You know,
you know, my mom said not to.
Right,
and I'm glad I didn't take her advice.
But I said, Mom, I'm smart. I sent him a picture of your clam, not mine.
I would never, Mom.
No,
I'm classy.
But we just happen to have yours on our phones.
Okay, poorly drawn. Arsenal said we want to see Alexis. His leg.
You want to hold my leg up?
Is it better? Are you actually going to show it?
Yeah. I don't even know if I can hear.
Oh my God. Look at this. Is as much as Alexis can stretch. Okay.
It was right there. Can you see it?
I
think the glass is in the way. The glass is literally in the way. This was the red spot.
Yeah. So
it is now gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. But you could see like there's still like red dots everywhere. Look at the two little bites right there. You see it?
Very small bites.
That's what the whole revolu was from that.
Bro, you got, bro.
Bro.
But I'm glad you're on the mend, okay? Thank you. Poorly Drawn Arsenal, if anybody doesn't follow Poorly Drawn Arsenal, subscribe to their YouTube channel.
I was
well.
Literally about to talk to about their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
This dude does, what is it, Manatee?
Yeah.
Holy shit, this dude, how much time you got on your hands, bro? He's his own Adult Swim.
It's an animated podcast about Arsenal and,
it's hosted by a manatee.
And I'm sure it's a lot more fun to draw when Arsenal are playing the way they're playing.
I can't imagine. Look, I was a very good artist growing up, right?
Really?
So look, in third
grade. Have we ever seen any of your work?
I had a mural up and in the NJ pack in New York.
Yo, I need to see photos. We got to put it on the show.
How about I draw the photo, dude? It's a picture of both of us. I draw both of us looking at it. I've completely lost almost all my artistic.
Mikel Arteta style.
Yeah. Why is everyone's dicks out in this photo? It's how you gotta see art. But when I was a kid in third grade, they asked us to draw a bird, and everyone drew like kind of like the Twitter logo, like a rough outline.
Right.
I went in. I was like filling in the feathers. I couldn't speak English yet, so I was just like, let me fuck around a little bit.
Mm.
Right. Boom. And they were like, you need to come to this other room. I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble. And they were like, yo, man, you're really gifted in art, blah, 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 blah. Then they tried to like get me into art classes and stuff and all this stuff. And the one reason I stopped doing it is because I was like, oh, maybe I could become a cartoonist. That'll be dope, right?
Right.
And here's what I didn't know about cartoons. You don't just draw it and then it does its thing. You have to draw every fucking frame over and over and over again.
Yeah. That's, since the beginning of animation, when they were flipping little paper books.
Bruh, you know that thing you see with the, and like the ballerina dances?
Yes.
Fuck out of here, everyone.
Damn, bro. Well, look, kids, this is the work ethic you need. All
bro.
Right. As soon as you present it with a challenge, you're like, nah, get the fuck out of here with all that.
How about I just tell people what happens in this cartoon in a funny way?
You know what? I'll just follow, Poorly Drawn Arsenal. Yeah,
they're doing it. I mean, it's just a manatee with the mouth moving, but I'm sitting here thinking, like, yo, he had to draw that mouth like 3 or 4 times.
Okay, all right. You have to ask the manatee, what that mouth do?
Yo, what that mouth do, bro? Let's see Clam. He shows you a real claims. It's from the ocean. You know what I mean?
Anyway, so we're excited to be here. Obviously, there's a you know, we're back from Minnesota and the MLS All-Star Game. As a reminder, we did
Camilo Garcia, the only feet going crazy because I put my foot up.
Make sure you join our Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans, where we did a great episode in Minnesota.
And thank you for all the Patreon members that we already have. You guys are the best.
We got some new ones too, which we gotta make sure we shout out.
Yeah. But also shouts to all the reaction we've gotten from some of our Patreon content, which is pretty incredible.
Right. You know? So we did a no cap recap, talking about all the wild things that happened in Minnesota. It was pretty ridiculous. So make sure you check that out. And the live comedy show that we did in Minnesota. I'm working on that now, editing that now.
It
was a wild one. So that'll be available soon as well. So honestly, if you want to get access to that, join the Patreon ASAP. So, okay. Let's start. Well, there's a lot to cover today because MLS is, you know, I think we're about eight or nine games left before the playoffs.
This is a squeaky bum time.
Squeaky bum time.
Have you heard this before? No, Brits. This is what they call like when like, you're.
Well, speaking of cartoons, it sounds like a cartoon.
Yeah. Have you seen Squeaky Bum Time? Okay. It's a Japanese cartoon.
Saturday mornings were my favorite. but yes, MLS is wrapping up. In a couple weeks, and we're getting to the playoffs. We'll talk some NWSL as well because there were a lot of news coming out of there as well. But let's start with MLS, and I mean, we want to start with the stand. Where do we want to begin?
Let's go. Before we get there, let's just finish up the conversation with MLS All Star because I don't think we actually had the conversation. And there's a great if you listen to our No Cap Recap, shouts to all of our Patreon members. Check out the latest No Cap Recap. The numbers are going crazy, but thank you so much for listening. But we talked a little bit about MLS All Star, but I do want to have this conversation because one of the things you're talking about, playoffs are coming. Seattle might not make it. It's looking a little rough, looking a little sticky.
Yeah,
it's feeling a little SKC out there. You know what I mean?
You win Champions League, and right. I mean, you can't take the year off.
So here's the thing: can you really do the double in MLS? That's my first question.
What would be the double?
The double CCL
MLS Cup.
Typically, the double would be Supporters Shield MLS Cup,
right?
But
Open Cup.
Open Cup MLS Cup,
right?
But can you really do CCL, win at the beginning of the year, and then keep that energy, keep that intensity, and win MLS Cup?
I mean, you asked the question as if it's been done before, right? But by an MLS team?
It hasn't.
And it hasn't. So,
I'm saying, is it too much? Do you think it's too much?
But it's,
the point I'm really getting to is, I get that it's important, but you're risking domestic trophies for the purpose of winning CCL.
But the risk is definitely very front-loaded, right? You could understand maybe not doing well in Open Cup, but the Sounders should have sorted things out by now. They should have, given how good the team is. But I honestly think the main reason why they have been as poor as they have is because of the injury in CCL to Joao Paulo.
And shouts to Jamal who said, come on, Seattle, fight and win. if the Brits going to mention anything.
It's all good. Yeah. I mean, look, you know, we can find a couple blemishes in the Premier League when it comes to support.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's all good. We'll take that one. But not having Joao Paulo, I think, has been probably Joao Paulo and then trading Brad Smith, the left back.
They got Rusnak. They got RSL's best player.
That's the thing is that Rusnak is great, but the pieces that they've lost don't. Rusnak does.
Rusnak, he doesn't replace.
He doesn't replace.
He's kind for kind.
I mean, he's the other. Also, the other thing, Rusnak has not scored as many goals as you would have expected him to. He was doing. He was more of. He had that goal responsibility at RSL, and that isn't really the case. They want him to like pick some great passes, and he does that, and he does it well. But I feel like if they sent Rusnak a bit more forward to be that much more of an attacking threat, I think maybe the Sounders might be a little bit better. I don't know, but I think. But again,
are you trying to out-Schmetzer?
Out-Schmetzer? I mean, I'm not trying to like criticize him too harsh.
Right.
You know, I know my words are so inflammatory. My bad. Sorry.
You need to calm down.
I Usually you don't get this worked up. Apologies.
Yeah, Esteban said Rustan plays more like a center mid now.
You're right. Yeah, and so it's a little bit... I don't think that's how he wants to play. He scored the goal the other day. Who did it? Oh, against RSL. I love the tweet. RSL tweeted out.
It be your own people.
Pretty much. But they said, you know, it was like 57th minute goal by that guy. Yeah. Which is, love it.
Still stings, huh?
You know, because Rusak was one of the first players that, like, you know, just he wasn't traded away. Mm-hmm. He just was like, I'm not signing with y'all. I'm done. I'm just gonna go see. I'm gonna play the field, see what's out there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying I'm in love with somebody else. I just know I'm not in love with you no more. So I'm out. I'm gonna go get a studio apartment and do what it do.
Justin Freeber said, Christian coming in real hot trying to cancel Schmetzer. Bro, I mean,
bro, you need to take it easy, bro.
Sometimes, you know, I just feel like I need to turn it on to let these people.
We just got an email from the Levitard lawyers. God damn it. What did you say about Schmetzer? Look at your face.
Oh, no.
Look at your face. You were like, what the fuck?
Okay. So it is a little bit concerning. I don't know.
For those of you who don't know, Seattle's in ninth place. So right now, about two positions. The thing is you got to go by points per game, right? So they're at 1 point. Wait, how is that true? Points per game, they're at 1.28. Nashville in seventh place in the last playoff spot, they're at 1.27. So then I guess they're not going by that. They're going by points.
Yeah,
I guess last year was because of all the COVID drop-offs.
Right. Because of it wasn't like a balanced schedule. And right. You know, so... Yeah.
So they're 1 point out of the playoffs right now.
But it's pretty tight. We're going to have
LA, Galaxy, Nashville, Portland, and Seattle, 33, 33, 33, 32 points. Colorado, 31 points. Salt Lake is up there at 37. They don't look like they're going anywhere. But everywhere from... Jesus Christ. 11th through 6th. Anything can change in 1 week.
Right. And that's the thing. And this is pretty much what happened last year as well.
Right.
Remember, Galaxy missed out on the last game of the season. I think Minnesota had scored some late goal. But I think we're in line for another, like, ridiculous decision day. And remember,
which is what we want.
Remember,
the problem is that some of those, we know some of the fans that get hurt.
Yes,
yeah. but we want pandemonium.
But
bro.
We spoke, if you haven't listened to our interview with Chicharito and Carlos Vela, we were talking about their seasons, right? I think you had asked a question about, like, just prediction of this for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, Carlos Vela's like, I don't know, maybe club World Cup. I'm just trying to, like, I'm just having a good time here.
Vela's like, I mean, I know we're getting a bye. Other than that,
but Chicharito was just being very, like, modest, and he was just saying
he didn't want to go too crazy.
He just said LA Galaxy are making the playoffs.
Which I gotta be honest, if they make the playoffs, let's say they just happen, we happen to get another El Tráfico in the playoffs.
Okay,
you think Galaxy stand a chance to upset LAFC?
They always do. Yeah, I mean, given the history, I would say yes, but
Gareth Bale, Keel,
yeah, but this time around, I mean, it'd be a, like,
it's a monster,
an upset,
bro.
Yeah, it would be an upset if I mean the Galaxy, they won their game, I forgot who they played, but they won, I believe, like 5-2. But the big issue with the LA Galaxy right now, and a lot of the fans are also kind of debating amongst themselves, is what to do with Douglas Costa. Because they play better when he is not playing.
And he is an incredible player.
Yeah.
But...
Is he, though?
He is still.
I don't know.
The problem is he just doesn't fit the system.
I don't know. Like, if he was, like... You know, when they first signed him, right? The highlight video is like
incredible.
It's the step overs all day. You know, the joga bonito,
right.
Just like, you know, they were like, all right, do that.
This Nike commercial from the 90s looks. Oh, this is Douglas Costa.
So they brought him in to do that. And weirdly enough, and I don't know if it's, you know, he is, you know, had a lot of injuries.
Right. A little bit older, not crazy.
A little bit older. Is it simply that MLS defending is better than all these tricks nowadays, like that we're maybe underestimating, or maybe LA Galaxy even underestimated how good MLS defending is, that Douglas Costa cannot do what he normally does.
Is that it, or is it that we're, because maybe some of our defenders Who was it that said, like, it's hard to play against someone who doesn't know what they're doing?
Aleko Skinner. We're talking about at
I'm
All
not
Star.
Saying MLS defenders don't know what they're doing. But we're going to get canceled.
Let's give the context. He was talking about me.
Yeah. But he goes, when you play against someone who doesn't have, like, the same type of training you do.
Right.
You're more of a wild card. You're up there dancing and shit. You don't know what this guy's going to do.
What is he doing, bachata on the pitch?
No, he said, my guy's doing a two-step. Why is he got a guido with him? You're doing everything to distract him, right? But the thing is like, if you know, football training, if you've grown up in academies and stuff, if I do this with my body, your instinct is going to tell you, your training is going to tell you, I'm going to do this, and then I could do the opposite. Maybe we don't have the same type of training.
Right.
So Douglas Costa's like, hey, man, I'm doing the thing that's supposed to send you that way, and you kind of run into me, bro.
You know what I mean? You don't know how this dance is supposed to work.
Yeah. I'm leading, okay?
Okay.
I'm not sending you a clam pick no more. But I think that's what it is. I think it's because we develop such athletic defenders.
And we also have probably not really seen such technically gifted players. And we're like, what's all this?
Yeah. I don't like none of this. None of this dancing, bro.
Okay. Matt Graham just said, Douglas Costa and Ronaldo should find a seniors league team to play in.
Yeah, the SMLS?
SMLS would
bro,
be,
no. It'd be fire.
It'd be Aleko, Jimmy Five Conrad. Aside. Jimmy Conrad.
Yo. Kyle Martino in there.
Bobby Boswell. Yo,
we got 7-a-side, 9 physios.
Oh, shit. Nick Raimondo.
Yo. We should do a big three.
A big three. MLS?
Did we just come up with the greatest idea of all time?
Let's go. Hosted by us?
Bro.
Bro. Let's
Whoa, baby.
Okay. Nobody take our idea.
Bro, it's out. It's time stamped. It's ours.
Jamal
idea said, brought to you by Alexis Guerreros and Christian Polanco, a.k.a. the Cooligans.
Jamal
LLC.
Said they already have that in Europe, Masters League, which is... Aren't those the charity games that they do, or is it like a
league? We're talking about like real champions, bro. Yeah. Not like your stupid little testimonials.
Okay,
you know,
your chubby retired players. We don't need all that.
We don't need Samir Nasri out there looking like me. I'm talking like for real. These dudes that could still ball.
Yeah, they still
do
got
a little mini tourney.
I think it'd be fun. All right.
Woo!
You know, for the summer?
Couple comedians? Let me look up this Masters League you talking
five
about.
Five-a-side Masters League. Okay, Jamal saying that this is the thing. All right.
Bro, this is so English to call it the Masters League. Nothing exciting about that, bro. You can't even put a Z in it, dude. Or a Z, whatever y'all call it.
Okay. This is so funny. Bayer Gunner just said, Douglas Costa is trying to do a step over while everyone is hitting the Dougie.
Yeah.
It's just a funny visual of
the
MLS.
Image is perfect. The image.
Just a center back.
Hey.
Doing one of these.
You know, whoa. And Doug was like, I kind of can't get around him because the dude is two-stepping.
Okay. He just, he just did the Superman that hoe on me. I can't stop that.
That got to be a red card. The dude dabbed and he elbowed me in the eye, man.
Ref, you ain't seeing this?
Ref, stop dancing, bro.
I'm so unfamiliar with this league. Okay.
Oh, this is corny, though.
It's indoor.
It's indoor, and it's people who... It's the United Master. And what a dumb name. Also, a little harkens to a time I'm not comfortable with. You know, you know what I'm talking about? I'm just saying.
Drew Turo just said, moonwalk the ball right off. Great.
Damn, my guy hit the spin and split on me, dog. This goalkeeper is too good.
My goodness. Okay.
It's 8-a-side, by the way.
All right. But this says foot golf. Is that
sponsored
by
sponsors?
Okay.
Yeah, this is trash, dude.
This ain't what we want, but this is all right. It's a good start.
This isn't like an and one-ish vibe. You
Crimson
know?
Pizza said, ref, he hit me with the stanky leg.
You got to get him out of here. That's a red card, bro.
Oh my God. So, yeah, it is a, what were we, I don't even know how we got here. Douglas Costa, I like asked, you were saying if there was a Trafico playoff. It's, I mean, you'd expect, I think Matt Doyle did his mid-season review of every team.
Right.
And basically said LAFC running away with the supporter shield.
It's not even a question at this point.
Well, they're winning games that you know, some difficult road games that, you know, you expect to get a draw out of, and then they just like they're finding a way to win, winning by one goal, two goals.
Is this too good? Is this too much? Because we've said this before, and this has happened before. They're very clearly going to get the supporter shield.
Union are not that far back.
No, Union aren't that far back, but I think Union are kind of being smart and realizing the thing they need to go for is MLS Cup. They already have a supporter shield.
Right.
It's, you know, it was a Captain America shield.
LAFC also have one too.
But what I'm saying is they already have that. Is this an opportunity where maybe LAFC, maybe Shirondolo, being the negative of him being a first season coach, people were worried about his tactics and whatnot. You see that they're very smart. Obviously, we helped them. We coached them a little bit.
Exactly.
Right. I haven't seen anyone do the full erection thing yet, but I mean, maybe it's coming in the playoffs.
Soon.
Coming soon. Look out for it. Spelled C-U-M. But what I do think
soon?
Sure, we'll put a little spice in it. Tastes different, bro. One thing I think that you could see that is a negative that he's so early in his career is that I don't know if he realizes, like, yo, you need to chill before playoffs. All right. Got to go in with momentum. You can't gas yourself but getting a supporter shield.
And I think that's why there's been a fair amount of rotation with the LAFC roster.
He has depth.
Bale's not, like, he hasn't been starting every game since he got here.
They just took him out, him and Chiellini out for load management.
Right. So I think that's...
Speaking of coming.
That seems to be... That seems to be the strategy of, like, going into the playoffs kind of intelligently.
White bellies. Come on, you white bellies.
they seem to be pretty, patient and realistic about, you know, about winning MLS Cup and what they're going to do in the playoffs. So, right. And I think that's why they also just who's the DP they signed? They just signed a DP.
Oh, what's his name?
Please, somebody in the chat.
How is this possible, bro? They are stacked.
Yeah. They got I forgot what country he came from, but he's just scoring a whole bunch of goals. I know that. So somebody LAFC obviously have to be the favorites.
Bowanga.
Okay.
Dennis Bowanga.
There it is. So,
Jesus.
I mean, and Chicho Arango is still absolutely bossing it. So it's they're going to be a problem come playoffs.
What team did he play for?
I don't know what team he came from.
San Etienne.
Oh, from Ligue 1.
Damn.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure we talk about a few matches that were pretty notable. This one in particular. I mean, I don't think SKC Fan TV is here today, but Austin...
He must be avoiding in front on purpose.
Austin FC against Kansas City. This game, it was absurd. Well, first...
What you need to know about this match is that SKC was up 3-1.
Yeah.
And it ended
4-3. And the... I mean, there were a couple... Unreal goals. Really, the one from Danny Huson. The ball going...
I would say Driussi's goal, pretty much with the clock dying, might be Driussi, a bit more important.
That important, but yeah. As far as Golasso...
Wonder goals.
The ball, getting sent back into the box, and Danny Huson just picking it out of the air, back to the goal, and turns around and blasts it into the bottom left corner of the net.
Did you see the tweet? I retweeted it from our account. It was like... Danny Huson just scored a golazo. Yes, he's still in the league.
You know?
I haven't heard that name in a minute,
and
bro.
San Jose got, you know, they lost him in the expansion draft, I believe. And
Ban Jose, bro.
Why did Jose do? Damn, bro.
I think you know what he did.
But that goal was just absolutely remarkable.
Sate Tolley said, the only Kansas City soccer I want to hear about is Casey Kerr.
Right, we'll talk about
Justin
NW. They're having a great season as well. But you know, week in and week out, we're trying to make sense of what is going on with Kansas City.
You know what? There's no relegation. Sure. Bro, this is a wipe the slate clean
doesn't
year.
Mean you
dude.
Shouldn't worry a little bit.
I'm saying this is a year to wipe the slate clean. Why are we worried? We'll be back next year. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Their fans ain't going nowhere.
Damn, bro. Is that how you run a business?
Yes.
Just be like the business falling apart, dilapidated. But no, you know what? Nothing, you know, the government will take care of me.
Yo, first of all, we sell off all the assets. We bankrupt the LLC, open up a different LLC, re-rent the same location, slightly different name. Wow. We throw an X or an S in there. We good, baby. What you talking about?
Wow.
The Cooligans didn't fail. The Cooligans failed. This is the Cooligans. Duh.
With a Z. We don't even know who those people
bro,
are.
Bro, it's C00LIGAN. Now, bro.
Bay Laguna said, you stop caring one season, it doesn't end well. San Jose still waiting for a better day.
Jamal said, genuine question, is there relegation in MLS? Nah, son.
Nah,
you get a better draft pick.
Okay. No, so it's different. We got it. We have to prioritize different things. That's why, you know.
Nick Red said, Alexis applying the NORC financial rules to professional soccer.
This is why we don't have, you know, violent handshakes like Tuchel and Conte.
We still get them because we got pricks
we
in
got,
the league.
We got pettiness, but not straight up. Because it's like game one, game two of
Premier League
season is just as important as game, you know, 38.
Yeah. Oh, especially because it's a balanced schedule. You're like, I can't possibly lose this one too.
Right.
Insert team. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where here, it's like, I'm going to see these motherfuckers six more times, bro.
So,
or if you lose, we're like, I'll see you in a playoff. You know what I mean? Like, we still have that other thing.
I think the only... This is why, you know, promotion relegation is exciting, and I think why we should have it at some point in the existence of MLS. I don't know, but I'm not stressing about that right now. But it is the risk of losing something so great. It's gambling. That really, Premier League owners are the world's biggest gamblers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the world's most whatever game. Remember when they said hunting man or whatever? It's the next level is the level just below hunting man.
Right, right. This is what they need to get their rocks off.
Bro, it's the only way they can come on your white bellies. It's like an intense level of, you know, gambling isn't the right word. It's like...
It's just risk. It is just...
It's going to like a casino in Monaco and putting it all on red or black. You know what
I mean? Right, right.
It's intense. It's the chase.
And there's no way outside of like Manchester United, none of the owners are in it to make money, right?
So no.
Manchester United have figured out the best way.
No, Stan Kroenke making money.
But it's like there's a little bit of, you know, a little ego and pride of like, oh, I got one of these. And
but here's the thing here's the thing that surprises in Jamal. I would suggest buckling your seatbelt if you have one. Safety belt, as you guys call it. What people don't realize in Europe is that if you lose, Sporting Kansas City this year will make the same money they made last year because it's a single entity.
Right.
We all split the money. So if I owned a team and you owned a team, you'd be like going out and recruiting good people who support their local communities and play well and shake hands with kids. I'd be getting a bunch of people I want to hang out with. And if we lose, we lose. Who cares? We'll be here next year.
So,
what are you going to relegate me? You can't.
Matt Graham just said, it's the new sport of kings. Used to be horse racing. Yeah, see?
This is
a little bit like this. So, some people, Thomas is pointing out, Jim Curtin has gotten into with a few managers with Heinze last year, it happens from time to time, but it isn't as like contentious as it is in some of the other leagues. That's all.
Jamal said, Gabriel Jesus earns the same money as Kansas City. It's not true, but it's very funny.
It's all good. It's all good.
Whatchamacallit? I like the idea that there is starting to be like a little bit of edginess to like. It used to be in the past, too. Like, in the past, it was also edginess with some of the managers. But I like that MLS is getting to the point now where it's a bit closer to Conte versus Tuchel.
We're going in that direction.
Which is what we need. We need these things. You need a bit more risk involved in the league. At first, it was like,
totally.
We can't let this fail. So I understand why we did all the things we did. We need to start moving in the other direction.
And I think that evolution is there, given you see the kind of negotiations with the Players Association and the league and wanting more free agency and the eligibility
right.
for free agency happening at a younger age, which is why you see players, that intra-MLS movement that we're used to seeing in the Premier League and a lot of other leagues, just players going from team to team, which is it's not a regular thing here unless the clubs are trading the assets themselves, as opposed to the players deciding, oh, there's 12 teams that want me.
Right.
Let me see which one I want to go to.
And also now the real money is in selling players. That's the real money. You got to develop players to sell to Europe.
Okay. This game, Austin FC. Did you see that clip with Austin FC? It was at this game. The capo. Somebody was filming the game. Like, just I guess Austin was losing at the time,
mm-hmm.
so they were filming the game from the supporters section, like maybe just a couple rows behind the capo. And it was this girl who was the capo, and she sees the person filming, and she goes, "Put your phone down, put your phone down." You know, you're basically telling him like you got to support the club. And
can you not do that with your phone up?
I don't know, but so she's upset and she's frustrated that you know, she has the bullhorn and she's trying to get the fans involved, and she's telling the dude to put the phone down. And you know what she does? She grabs a cup of water and throws it at him two times. She just grabs water and just throws it at him. She's like, "Put your phone down."
Was she ever a fan of Seattle?
It's a fair question because it happened to us.
It happened to us.
So a lot of people, there's a little bit of a debate here. Some people are like, "I understand where she's coming from." Some people are like, "Yo, you can't do that.
You can't force." This is, I think, something that happens. And to me, it stems from an inferiority complex.
Okay.
Of being an American supporter. It's like, no, like, we need to do it the right way or Jamal's going to say something about us. You know what I mean?
And Jamal's saying, like, basically saying that there's no fans in the stadium. Like,
which is
Austin, there's like literally 23,000 people in there. It's like
sold out every
It's whatever. Game. You don't watch it enough.
You don't watch it. You didn't even know there was relegation. Stop it.
So it's not a big deal. We don't
it's
care.
It's literally
but
sold
these
out every
jokes game. About, like, nobody goes to the games. All right.
That you couldn't be further from the
it
truth.
It isn't the case. Okay.
If you said no one watches it on TV, I'd be like, all right, the kid's got a point. But if you're talking about going to the stadium, almost all MLS teams are very well supported, almost. Right.
Okay. So, but yeah.
But that said, I think it comes from this little bit of an inferiority complex of like, we're not real supporters if we're not doing it the way they used to do it.
Because we got to prove ourselves to Jamal. Yeah,
over there.
Yeah. They
we got to do it the way they used to do it over there.
Right.
And it's like, dog, it ain't that serious. I'd like the thing of like the jump for LA Football Club, ole ole, you're not allowed to film that.
Yeah.
There's some things that you're like, no, we're going to respect. I know we're building the tradition, but let's build it with the respect involved in it.
Right.
That I understand. But the don't pick up your phone and film. What if your homie who's a supporter couldn't go to the game and wanted to see what it looks like from the stands?
Exactly.
And or injured or something or is sick. What if you have a little cousin you wanted to send who could be the next, you know, big supporter of the club who can get his friends involved in supporting the club?
Yeah.
It's like you're stopping that by being like, no, you should only be here. I'm not going to sit here and say throwing water on someone is aggressive. Also, it's Austin. I might want you to throw water on me. It's hot. It's a very hot
city. Exactly.
Thank you for global warming. It's even hotter now. But I think it's a bit too, what's the word? Is it gatekeeping? Is that the word?
It's not gatekeeping, but you
can. Purist.
I could see it can definitely turn people off.
Imagine someone at a pizza shop brought their own ranch and started to squeeze it, and I just chucked a glass of water at them. That would be considered wildly aggressive, you know what I mean? And then I'd be too much of a purist.
I love this from Freddie Alarcon. He says, saw a post on Twitter that said, supporters groups are like HOAs of fans, and I couldn't stop laughing at that. Yeah, it's like
HOAs?
HOAs, housing... what's HOA stand for? It's like if you have a condo, like everybody is like a group and decide.
Oh yeah. I can see that
on decisions on what happens in the building.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things we can do as a group, and there's a lot of clubs that do this well. Look, not everyone does this, but supporters group should be more inclusive versus more
homeowners
exclusive.
Association.
Homeowners association.
Thank you.
Supporters group should be more inclusive versus exclusive.
Right.
You don't gain anything by making it really difficult or really uncomfortable to be a supporter. I get that they're like, you need to earn it and you need to give for your club and all that, but there's no reason. There's no reason for it. We don't have the tradition where, you know, it was basically a gang you had to join.
Right.
We don't have the tradition of like, you couldn't be a supporter if you didn't work at this factory making, you know, being a cobbler or whatever happened in Jamal's silly country. we don't have that tradition. So don't, I hate the fact that we've added so many hurdles. I also hate when there's like guys going, what is this? You know, and in the supporters group, it's like, all right, well, let's usher some of these folks out of here if you don't really actually care. But if you do care, but you also want to film on your phone, it's like, why are we throwing water on this person?
Yeah, asking to you know, turn the phone off or stop recording, I think it's valid. It's a fair thing if, you know, you want the team was struggling.
Right.
You want them to support. You're a capo.
Right.
I get that. It's to throw in the water. Like, what? Let me take it to that level.
If we were in Argentina,
yeah,
at La Bombonera, mm-hmm. sitting in the supporter section or whatever they call it, and we pick up a phone and the cop was like, oye, chico, abajo con el teléfono. I'd be like, whoop, in my pocket because right. I'm not trying to get stabbed. You know what I mean?
But yeah, you sense but that there might be a little bit more danger. Well, do we want to be in that? We're not in Argentina,
that's what
right?
I'm saying. I know water isn't the same, but we shouldn't be aggressively stopping people from doing something like that.
Yeah, and it should be. Look, frankly, soccer is much more in its infancy in the U.S. as far as like very organized leagues and
right.
and it, you know, this is the best it's ever been. So let's not. We don't need to be like Argentina. You want the Argentina experience?
Yeah,
I got a great idea. Go to Argentina. That's the best way to do it.
Hey, lady, who was the capo? Do me a favor. Go talk to the capo at La Bombonera.
Right.
See if you guys have a lot in common.
Because, you know...
that guy's going to be like, how much drugs do you sell at the stadium?
Going... there were times in, you know, in every country's history with the sport, you know, when you went to a Premier League game and you felt like you might be in danger or something might happen.
Right.
A hooligan fight right. could break
Some
out.
Some guy dressed in Italian fashion.
Right, right. And just like when I was telling the story, when I went to Italy and I went from Milan to Naples wearing a Milan shirt, and somebody's like, yo, dude, what the hell are you? And I'm like,
right, it was like you Crip walking a blood neighborhood.
So look, they had every right to throw water at me,
yeah.
and they did not. But they voiced their opinion and said, hey.
Overwhelmingly voiced it, would not stop voicing it, refused to take you in a cab.
Okay.
Charged you more.
But that's the culture there. It's established, it's very difficult to change.
Yeah,
I understand that when I'm there, I got to adapt. To, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, right?
Now, what would happen if that dude were to throw water back at her?
I mean, then it becomes a much
now
more
now it's like a huge ordeal.
It's a bigger conversation.
Because you started the aggression.
Right, right. And then it's also like, you know, then there's going to be like, oh, well, this man is attacking this woman and stuff like that.
Jamal put, keep my country's name out your mouth. And Thomas 1906-4 goes, go back to your cobbler booth. I love this chat.
They
man.
Got the most old timey jobs out there.
the old pottery factory versus the boot factory.
Man, okay. JG just said, I wore an Italy Cannavaro shirt in Rome and got me mugged hard.
Bro, this is crazy.
But yo, that's how it is. Why? All I'm saying is we don't need that here. That's why we can go to an All-Star game and I'm you know, hugging somebody that's you know, a Minnesota United fan or whatever.
We were talking to the photographer from Red Bulls. Yeah. It's like everything's fine.
We're having a good time.
We're cheering for a little logo on a chest.
We're trying to enjoy the game and make it a little bit, you know, it doesn't have to come with the inherent danger that it comes with in some of these other countries.
Right.
So with that, we're trying to be the change we wish to see in the world.
And also, I think this is difficult for a lot of other people to understand. It's very difficult to start a supporters group in the U.S. because you have fans who follow the Premier League and they're like, we're going to make sarcastic chants.
Mm-hmm.
You have fans that follow the sport in Latin America. They're like, we're going to bang drums and sing in Spanish for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
You've got people who, you know, maybe started following the sport in Canada and they're like, can we just apologize to everyone? You know, like everyone has their own way of doing it.
Right, right. So... look,
thanks for leaving me hanging on that. Apologize to everyone a bit.
I'm just saying that, like, it's when it gets to the point where you have to throw water on somebody.
Brady Alacon said, everyone is Rob Lowe.
With the hat.
I'm here to root for the league.
Okay. So, all right. So let's move on. We have to talk about, we did a watch party.
Yes, we did. At Terminal 5, which is a really dope music and entertainment venue.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a kind of like like a mini theater slash nightclub here in New York. Classic. Huge. All the biggest names you've ever thought of have played there.
Yes.
Including the Cooligans.
That's right, man. It was actually really, really dope.
A wild experience. Let me ask you this, because there was a moment where I think you went to go get your wife, mm-hmm. and I kind of was, we were upstairs in the green room, which is near sort of like the VIP mezzanine area.
Right.
So I snuck out to the mezzanine, I took a photo, and I kind of had a moment of like, yeah, it'd be cool to do a stand-up here.
Without a doubt.
Did you think that?
I did. It crossed my mind.
Yeah.
I can't
believe you thought about me doing stand-up there.
I really spend a lot of time just dreaming. I'm like, oh, he's holding the mic. How's he holding the mic? It was truly, truly, really, really fun. They played against Inter Miami. I'll put up some of the photos so people on YouTube can see. But it was dope, man. There were about 1,000 people there watching the game.
It was insane.
NYCFC leading the game, looked like pretty much in control.
Yeah.
And
it was fun for a while.
It was. And there was a performer, a musician,
Max.
He was really dope. Super nice guy.
Right.
Great singer as well. There's where are we?
We're the last shot.
Okay, there you boys.
There you boy. I guess we're not the last shot.
Genuinely, really, really good time. We got a lot of great feedback from a lot of people. But we have to talk about the game itself, because it's, look, watching any particular game is, you know, your team can win, your team can lose.
Here's what people may not know. Our job was to stand off to the side of the stage and essentially wait for NYCFC to score goals, and then we would run out. They had smoke coming out of the front. It was so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so dope. It was so dope. I don't care about wrestling. I think wrestling is really stupid. I know a lot of you guys like it. I think it's so dumb. But...
You feel
like a wrestler was kind of cool.
You feel pretty great.
You feel like a wrestler was kind of dope.
I want some entrance music.
Yeah, it was kind of fire.
I'm like, where are my fireworks?
Bro, it was funny because we were supposed to yell the goal scorer's name. Like the directive was they're going to do the thing on the broadcast. So they're showing the broadcast behind us in a real big screen. So let the broadcast happen and then we'll mute that. And then you guys scream the name of the guy and get the fans involved.
Yeah.
So perfect. Dude, we were out there screaming and going nuts as everything's happening. It was just so much fun. And then Inter Miami basically cheats.
Well, yeah, that was a weird... Yeah.
It was one of the Inter Miami players goes to kick the ball out for because there's an injured player on the pitch.
Yeah, both. It was Thiago Martins and I think Yedlin. I forgot. There was like a collision that happened.
They're both on the floor. I believe one of them was holding their head. And one of the other Inter Miami players sees that ball heading out, decides to stop it, and continues to play. Now, Santi is like pointing out like, hey, as the ball passes him.
Right, right.
And then I knew exactly what was going to happen. I'm like, these are the moments you get scored on because everyone's kind of stopped playing.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens. Miami scores. Pozuelo, I believe, scored. And they're celebrating. And everyone's like, well, that can't be allowed. And it was. And then there was a penalty, right?
No, there was not a...
What was the final goal?
The error from Alfredo Morales.
That's
Pozuelo. Pozuelo got two goals. I mean, he was a threat the entire game, but
he's made that team look so much better by himself.
It is a frustrating, definitely for NYCFC fans, a frustrating loss when a win was definitely there, and then to at least have a point. Seemed like, you know, practical and realistic, and then to just end up with nothing is pretty brutal.
And shouts to Flo, the EV charging company that sponsored the event. Shouts to NYCFC for putting it on. Shouts to Goya was there. Cintron.
You got all the sponsors?
Guaraná, one of my favorite drinks of all time.
Okay.
I have three of them at home.
They didn't even pay us to do that.
I have three of them at home. I took three of them, and I'm so excited. It's so hard to find in the city. But again, I grew up around a lot of Brazilians, so they're all over Newark. They used to come in these little glass bottles.
Okay.
Like Malta bottles.
All right.
But, dude, you would just slam these things in there. It's the main ingredient in Red Bull, besides B12.
But it has a lot of sugar, though, right?
It's sweetened.
Okay.
But the main thing is that guaraná is an energy spiker.
Oh.
So it's a lot. It's the basis of most energy drinks is guaraná.
Guaraná,
as a lot of people want to call it. But look at this. Alonzo Wiener says guaraná is goated in Peru. Dude, it's huge in Latin America. It's South America. It mainly grows in Brazil. It is one of the greatest drinks ever. If you haven't tried it, try it. The Goya version is really good, which is the one we had. But There's also one called Brasileño, I believe. Brasileño Guaraná. That's the one. Has like a map of Brazil on it. But everything was cool. People were drinking. Heineken was also sponsoring it. People were drinking Heinekens. And then we got up on stage. They were like, hey, just get up and thank everyone for coming.
Right, right.
It was kind of like a sad feeling at the end of the match. We get up and someone is like, get the fuck off the stage. Like, they're so mad. I'm like, dude, we got ass to get up here. We're not like, I'd be like, hey, everybody. We're like, hey, man, sorry it didn't work out. Get home safe.
Yeah, we're not going to, like, where is Jay, everybody? Yeah, up,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Let's do a couple bits. No, just, hey, everyone.
A frustrating loss for sure, because that was, you know, and Alfredo Morales is the homie, and he was trying to pass it back to Sean Johnson and got, like, I think it clipped his own foot, like,
yeah,
as he took a touch, and just like these things happen, and it sucks, but it's weird because NYCFC pretty much went through this exact thing last year, and
which is why I think we'll be fine,
right?
I think it's important for Nick Cushing as a new coach. Is he interim or is he?
He is still interim.
He's still interim.
Yeah.
I think it's important for him to have these learning moments, because if they just continue their winning ways, you would never really get to input what you like, but, you know, put your stamp on the team. And what I look for now is like, let's see how they react to this. Let's see what happens.
Right. So,
but shouts to NYCFC for having us host that. That was a lot of fun.
It was. Yeah. Hopefully, I think it might be something that they do.
It was the inaugural one.
Yeah, it was the first one. So we're honored to be there and host that. I think it might be something that they do regularly. They did. They basically did the same thing at for the MLS Cup final. They did it there as well. But nah, really, really dope and a very unique experience. And also, shout out to Justin Hack, because I just did a video for
Looking
NYCFC. Where we were driving an electric car around Brooklyn. It was the first time. I don't think I've ever driven an electric car before. I've driven a hybrid. But
what'd you think?
Quiet.
Disturbingly quiet for the first time.
A little quiet experience.
Yeah.
You know?
First time I got in my hybrid and I didn't hear it turn on, I'm like, oh, this car's broken.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
You don't realize it's like a little green light with a car with the arrows pointing in both directions.
Yeah.
That tells you you're good to go.
So, but it was really dope. So if you just Google or look up on my Twitter or whatever, Google, you know, Christian Polanco.
Or just look at NYCFC's Instagram account.
Yeah.
Put
yeah,
it up.
You'll find it.
You see like a really cool, funny cartoon of you and Jeff.
Yeah. It's funny.
It's like you guys went on a date and a caricature artist drew it.
Bro, we hung out for like, we were probably hanging out for like almost 4 hours.
So that's pretty dope.
I like really got to. No, Justin Hack. He was like a really nice kid. You could tell literally the first thing. And I think that with most, you know, we've been around them a couple times, but like from when he signed with the club to now, this dude is like a unit.
He went from like 5'8" with long hair to being 6'4" jack.
He's probably like 6'1", 6'2".
No, he's taller than that. He's taller than you.
He's taller than me, but not
you're
by that
6'1".
Much. I'm 6'1". He's probably like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, I'm saying he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Okay, well, that makes a difference. All right, the inches. Alexis is like an inch here, an inch there.
Buddy, inches are important when you're my size.
So, but it was a he's just a really nice, like, grounded kid, and probably the thing that's most interesting is that he still lives in Brooklyn. So when he goes to games, he's literally traveling from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
and I don't think any other players live in the five boroughs.
There's like two or three.
Maybe I think Anton Tinnerholm maybe lives in Manhattan or whatever. But like,
there's two or three that actually.
But Justin
live.
Like lives with his parents.
Yeah,
it's just like
he's a kid.
You're an MLS player and you're just chilling.
But a professional.
That's like the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm trying to save money. No, but go check that out.
Absolutely check that out. I do want to bring this up. Jamal asks. He goes, I want to ask something. The best team in MLS right now. So we'd have to say LAFC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finishes in what position in EPL?
How many people have this conversation a lot whenever you have a really good team? They did this with Toronto when they had the best points season a couple years ago. Let's say LAFC, I think.
LAFC, as they're made up right now. Remember, Chiellini, Gareth Bale. Gareth Bale, still very
LAFC
good enough.
LAFC better than Manchester United that are in 20th?
Without a doubt.
You think so?
They play as a unit.
Okay.
They play as a team.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, one like, you know, position at position, the talent, it's easily, obviously, better in Manchester United. But as a collective.
Here's what I'll get. Yes. On paper, no.
Right.
As a team, yes. Here's what I'll say. For sure, they don't get relegated. Positive, they don't get relegated.
Okay.
They don't finish in the bottom three. It's probably a question of the lack of depth is always going to be the issue for MLS clubs because we have a very strict salary cap. You wouldn't believe it by looking at LAFC's split team.
Don Pepe said they finished first ahead of Man City.
Okay, so this one's been drinking early.
We got a couple of some people saying 19th, some 19th, saying 12th. 12th.
It's a nice cold brew said somewhere between 10th and 13th. I honestly think it's somewhere between, I want to say 12 and 16.
Okay.
Because of the depth, if they were able to get TAM level players on the bench, they're better than, that's at least somewhere between 9th and 11th, 9th and 12th. If they were able to get TAM level, easy.
I wouldn't say easy because
think about it. TAM level players on the bench.
But I mean, even
Vela's a TAM player.
Who, okay, I get that. But who are the teams that are usually between, you know, 9th and 15th or 16th?
They're better than Everton.
I would say, look, Everton had a bad season last year, but. Usually, Everton is...
They got dusted by Minnesota, bro.
I'm just saying, but usually Everton is a, you know, 8th through 12th team, for the most part.
Traditionally. Not usually. It's been a minute.
No, I'm just... That's why last season was such a shock, because they had never really even been...
Everton's question is, are you going to finish in the top half or bottom half of the table? That's the big question with Everton.
Yeah.
Are you relegations? Like, if you had a bad season, you'd be in 11th.
Exactly. So Nick Rudd said, LAFC is greater than Minnesota United because they beat Minnesota United. Therefore, LAFC is greater than Everton.
LAFC is better than Everton. But Jamal said, LOL, the delusion and blasphemy on this podcast. Dude, we watch both leagues.
It's just, what do you want us to say? Like, they wouldn't even be a League One team?
Are you crazy? LAFC. You asked the best team in MLS right now. That's LAFC.
And they have European players that you've seen playing Champions League.
High quality European players.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is, someone who plays Football Manager, put him in there. And let's see. And someone run 100 times the league. See where they are.
I like this comment from Thomas. He said, the disparity between top and bottom of Premier League is wider than MLS, which is more well-rounded.
There is way more parity here.
That's what I'm saying. The teams that are bad in the Premier League are really bad.
Like, I honestly think Leeds will do well. I don't know that they'll finish above 10th, but I think they'll do well. And I honestly think LAFC could give Leeds a run for their money.
Right, and it's like, and I'm not saying that they are far worse than an MLS team, but they're not that great. And it's like,
LAFC could be Southampton.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, look, it's like once you start getting to like, could LAFC beat Crystal Palace? That's where I say, you know what? I don't know if
they
could. But
that's also like a well-drilled machine.
Exactly. I'm just saying, there's, you know, we're not delusional. There's certain teams, I think, on the table that LAFC could beat right now.
Fulham.
Yes. Fulham, I think, might be tough. Wolves, I think, is possible.
No, they just got another Portuguese dude. Kind of crazy.
But yeah, Southampton.
Bournemouth, without a doubt, bro. Nottingham Forest, probably. Probably. Not yes. And that's 10th.
Yes. Every JKH was like, Cooling's got triggered by Jamal. We get triggered by Jamal too much.
Bro, Jamal knows how to get his name on this podcast. Well, I'm not saying triggered, but I like the conversation. Said Chiellini is a senior citizen, and United would love to have him. Then what's Varane?
I know, right? How old is Ronaldo? I believe Ronaldo's older than Chiellini.
What are we talking about?
So forget it. Forget this nonsense. Okay. All right. A couple other things we got to get to. We have to...
They're the same age. Both 38.
Yeah. Okay. So whatever. All right. It's all relative. So let's talk a little bit of NWSL. Because there's obviously there was some news with Gotham FC. They their coach Scott Parkinson and Gotham FC have parted ways.
Another Evertonian.
Yes, another Evertonian. Yes, Scott Parkinson. Yeah, it sucks. We never got to meet in person, but we do.
I thought we did.
No, never.
Yeah, we met him when we did the fashion thing, didn't we?
He was not the coach yet.
But wasn't he there? I'm pretty sure we met him.
I don't remember meeting him. I would have, because we would have immediately talked Everton. I don't think he was there yet.
Pretty sure we met him.
Okay. Well, I mean,
all right. Well, maybe you just don't remember. You don't care.
he has no recollection of the actual meeting or conversation, but he's sure.
I don't remember when it happened.
We met him.
But I spoke to that man.
So, but no, Gotham FC has, I mean, it's been
They've had a rough season.
It's been a poor season. I mean, I would say it's beyond rough season. I think it's a, there'll be a couple things. Either players, they have a lot of international players, so yeah. And women's national team, and from other national teams. So whenever there's an international break, a lot of their players are missing,
right.
And the roster looks very, very different. But even kind of at full strength, it's been a weird year to watch them. I think
the managerial change unfortunately was necessary, because the one thing is, like what you're saying, they have a lot of great ingredients. It ain't getting cooked right.
Well, Freya Coombe, right? Mm-hmm. She had already signed with like Angel City, and it was like a whole thing, because you're not supposed to really sign with another club before you leave.
Yeah, remember what was it? What was the dude in City who they told him like, hey, at the end of the season you're fired, and then he just sat there, Pellegrini.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He just sat there managing.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. She did the other one, which is like, hey, by the way, I'm leaving you guys at the end of the season, so let's go team. You know?
So it was a little bit of a shock to people, but I think losing Kalen Sheridan, Didi Haricic, losing a lot of the foundation,
your core is gone.
Yeah, even
you brought in like Ms. Christy Mewis, which is great.
Yeah,
you brought in Ali and Ashlyn, which were playing really well in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
You got some really good players. Obviously, Midge Purse there.
Right, right. The international break seemed to hurt Gotham probably more than any other club in the league. So, a little baffling, because I think the excitement was really high for the team.
It's an upside-down season, though. Washington's not playing all that well, and they were superstars last year.
Right, right. I mean, right now, who's in for Portland. Portland, just the consistency is like just wild over there. But Houston is probably the other one. The Dash, Rachel Daly announced that she's leaving. She joined
West Ham? Aston Villa.
She was. It was kind of cool because she was at the Villa game, I think last week, and then they did like a testimonial. Well, she didn't play, but she said a goodbye at the at the Dash game. But the Houston Dash have never made the NWSL playoffs, and
but they won the MLS the NWSL Challenge Cup.
But they've never made the playoffs, and this feels like they can't mess this up.
Yeah, yeah.
But
currently in second place.
They have been playing very well. So who was mentioning the Kansas City Current? The Kansas City Current are looking great as well, especially after the terrible season, the first season that they had.
Two first year. Well, no, Kansas City Current was already here, but San Diego Wave also looking incredibly well.
Right, right. So there's a couple things I wanted to talk about, because Angel City, after having a hot start, have been fizzled, and after Kristen Press got tore her ACL, they don't know who's going to score goals. For that team, and it's been Savannah McCaskill that's been scoring, but she's a midfielder and
tough. So we saw her when we were at the NWSL
final.
She was a winger at the time.
She was winger's not the right. I think she's more of a.
I think she was playing more as a winger. Chicago Red Stars. At the time.
Yeah, she got cooked that game.
She was getting destroyed, bro.
That was North Carolina won that game, but
North Carolina. In last place. Remember when they were like the Galacticos?
Right, right. An interesting season so far, man. It's been I saw this from Gotham and some even some players and people. Like, people are kind of, after seeing what's happening in San Diego and with Angel City, they are. I mean, I think they sold out two or three matches already. I mean, but they're packing the stadium.
Yeah,
and I really think it's changing the face of women's soccer.
It is. There's a cultural shift happening.
100%. Yeah,
which is nice to see. It's really dope.
It's like so now people are trying to think like, how do we get that on the East Coast? Why can't Gotham fill the stadium? Why can't some North Carolina?
A little bit tougher.
Orlando.
LAFC plays in downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, Bank of California is in downtown.
Right, right.
It's a little bit difficult to equate that to trying to get people to go to Harrison. It's certainly easier to go to Harrison than it is to go to New Brunswick, where Sky Blue was playing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's if there was a stadium in Manhattan, as impossible as that is, imagine there was a stadium on the pier or something. Yeah. It would be automatic. I mean, tourists would be there. But try to convince a tourist going to you know, New York, in the middle of New York City, paying $400 a day to spend in Manhattan, oh, now take the path. Two different PATH trains to go to Harrison, New Jersey to go see a women's soccer game. They might not do it. But if it's in Manhattan, they'd probably be a bit more.
Look, I mean, Red Bull has the same problem as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not, and it's not one of those situations where you're like, oh, well, it's nobody cares about women's soccer. It's not that. It's just you're a bit more convenient than you used to be, but you have to kind of want to go.
Yeah, it's a weird like puzzle, like to try to.
It's also New York. It's just a tough place.
Because like Angel City is starting to feel like, you know, the way Staples Center was, where like you want to be seen, you want people to know that you went.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what we need on the East Coast. I mean, we have Madison Square Garden,
right,
where that's our place.
The closest thing we have to it. But we're also not a glitz and glamour town. We're grittier. You know what I mean?
Okay. I thought that was Philly.
Philly is just grit. But you know what I mean? Like we're like a hardworking town. You know, it's a tough, like the glamour doesn't really shake us.
Matt Graham says, NYCFC has the same problem. It is a similar problem. They can't fill the stadium, but they still sell a lot of tickets. There's still 23,000, 22,000 at games.
NYCFC was in a traditional football stadium or soccer stadium.
Yeah.
It would be maybe not full, but it would be 80% capacity all the time.
Jake just said, we need a revival of the Boston Breakers in New England, but it isn't going to happen. That was the team.
I saw someone on a plane, like in the Delta Sky Club area, a woman who maybe she looked like she was maybe 40, and she had a Boston Breakers, like an old Boston Breakers training. And I'm like, I don't want to bother this person, but a part of me wants to be like, did you play for the team? You know, it's a real shame because they were very well supported as well. But
so, yeah,
I don't think there is an easy way to solve it. I don't think there's an easy answer, but I do think the beginning stages were like, develop a new look. Sky Blue wasn't really hidden in the market. You know what I mean? Develop a new look, develop a new name. And it kind of got the crowd going a little bit. Moving to Red Bull Arena was like a nice push. Building that supporters group from the inside.
It's definitely improved.
Yeah. It's a big improvement. But it's just difficult. It's difficult to...
And they have to play well.
Yeah, they have to play well. You got to win.
Yeah, that's going to attract a lot more fans than I think almost anything else. Because I think when it comes to a marketing standpoint, I mean, Gotham probably is the best in the league when it comes to that.
So Thomas 1906-4 said, is that Queens rumor near City Field for NYCFC valid at all?
It is valid.
Valid, but what the rumor is, the mayor is thinking about approving it. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you got to...
We need a little more than that.
You need to stop thinking about it, bro. You need to sign the documents.
So I don't know, you know, who we need to talk to, whose pockets we need to grease.
Omar Ramirez said, NYCFC can't fill a stadium because you don't even have one. So stupid.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to make sure we got to was the leaked USMNT World Cup kits.
I thought we talked about this yesterday, but that was on the Mexican Soccer Show.
We checked that out. We just had a great conversation with Luisa Vasquez on Mexican Soccer Show. It was a lot of fun. Go tune in. But we gotta get to it because it looks like these are the actual kits. They were leaked.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel they are the actual kits because Weston McKennie, I don't have the Instagram comment in front of me, but Weston McKennie.
Somebody was slating the kits, and he responded.
He goes, he had commented on Instagram. He goes, I tried to tell y'all.
Gotta love him.
You gotta love him. Keeping it real.
Almost too real.
But how are we feeling about these kits? You like both of them?
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the blue one, but I like the throwback top, the blue part above the crest. I love center chest crests.
Okay.
The big surprise for me is where's the Nike logo?
That is true. I mean, this might be...
No. It's on the sleeve now. You can't see it, but on the white one, if you look at the one that The one where the two kits are folded. Did you see that image?
I did not.
There's an image where the two kits are folded. It's the official images.
Okay.
You're looking at the leaks. They've already been brought out, I think. Or somebody leaked like a promo picture where the two kits are folded. You could see on the right-hand sleeve is the Nike logo. The Nike logo's been moved.
Matt Graham said, are these really game shirts or training shirts? I guess we don't know, right? But I assume they don't look like training shirts.
Here's the thing also. I really like throwback kits. I'm a big throwback kit, and this feels like a throwback.
Yeah, this is similar.
The blue part up here feels...
The 2002 World Cup kit is kind of similar to this.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember when Nike had the Circle 90 kits?
Yes, yeah.
That's what this feels like with the wavy lines. It kind of feels like that. So I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it, but I ain't happy with it.
Jamie Boy said that kid is crusty.
This is they could have tried a little bit harder. That's...
I will say this isn't the best kit in the tournament. This isn't going to be the highlight.
No.
But I ain't too mad at it. This kind of
the blue one.
It's going to look good during gameplay though. It's going to look good while we're in it. And also, I think people forget, and I said this in the Mexican Soccer Show, everyone hated the denim kit when it came out, and now it's one of the most expensive kits. I have a feeling this might be a little bit of a cult hit.
I do not have that feeling at all. This is just, this feels lazy and just uninspired. That's it.
I disagree, man.
It doesn't even really feel like they tried to do anything.
That I will agree with.
Kit Sionista.
It like they like spun a wheel.
Even Jackson Pollock would be like, bro, I didn't even try on this one.
Jackson Pollock's like, I was on drugs, bro. I knew to do better than this. I don't know. I think people are just making too. And look, I'm of the two of us, I focus a bit more on, details of kits and stuff. It's just way more my thing. And I think people would expect me to be way more harsh on this. I got to be honest. I think when you see it, I think you're going to be fine. People hated the bomb pop. I was one of my favorite kits, and now it's a big kit. I think people are just going a little nuts. I will say the England kits are better.
Without a doubt. The English are in the chat. Jamie Boyce just said, at least we'll only have to see you in the group stages in this draft.
Oh, yeah, because England's going to get knocked out. So you'll stop watching? After?
You should continue watching the tournament. It's a very great tournament. It happens every 4 years.
I know it's not the Euros, but it's very respected.
But not a fan. Not a fan one bit. Especially after missing the jerseys from missing the World Cup are better than the ones from making the World Cup.
Those were horrific.
No.
Stupid horizontal lines, so bad. But I will say, Jamie, just picture seeing it from behind, like when Maguire turns around to see Christian Pulisic scoring. I think that
would be a good view.
When you'll realize, like, oh, it's actually not that bad. Newcastle star Christian Pulisic.
Esteban, as I said, we waited 8 years for that. Yeah, they kind of let us down. I don't know what Mikey was up to.
I don't know. I think y'all are tripping.
It's just nothing, man. Yo, I think the bar is a little bit higher than this. I think Nike thinks the bar is in hell, bro.
Bro, I think Nike spent too much time at the bar. No, I think y'all wrong. I think wait till you see it on.
Okay. You know what? I like the white kit better because it kind of reminds me of the Women's World Cup kit in 2019. It has like similar kind of details, but... Yeah, whatever. They could have done better.
It almost kind of looks like an NFL jersey, too, with the shoulders.
Yeah, they could have done better with
it. I don't know. I like it.
It's all good. All right.
I'm not mad at it.
Okay. Anything else before we wrap up? Any matches we're excited about, looking forward to? I know we have midweek games coming up.
Jamie Boyce, a West Ham fan, only team not as bad as Manchester United, said, imagine pinning your hopes on serial sub Pulisic. Listen, so you have a manager that doesn't trust him. A manager who tried to fight another manager. Can we even trust him? You know what I mean?
There's a lot of issues there, okay? LAFC is playing against DC United tomorrow, which should be a breeze for Los Angeles Football Club.
Why don't even send the starters?
But we'll see. I mean, we'll see how Wayne Rooney does in this game. Okay, and then anything other notable ones? Galaxy are playing Seattle on Friday, which is nice because we don't have enough Friday night games.
By the way, Jamie Boyce said Maguire is eating Pulisic for lunch or for breakfast. And Jason Nix put, this guy's trusting Maguire.
That was wildly irresponsible.
By the way, Jamie, I'll be in London soon. We'll put a bet on it.
Okay, everybody. I think we should wrap up here. As always, you know, welcome to all the Levitard family. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stick with us.
Shouts to all the new fans who've hit us up already that have enjoyed the Levitard relaunch.
That's right.
Also, let us know what you think of the new logo. Let us know what you think of the new camera. I know Jamie said it was looking crispy.
Yeah, we got this is all thanks to the Patreon fam. We got a new...
We could do
nice,
nothing without the Patreon.
Nice little 4K camera. But we got to give some shout-outs to the new patrons. We got to give a shout-out to Ash Dolly or Dally?
Ash Daly?
Ash Dally.
Okay.
Dolly?
How about this guy? I think I had him in fantasy football when he was a wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns back in the day. Josh Burleson.
Wasn't it Nate Burleson?
It was Nate Burleson.
But yes.
I believed in you, Nate. Shouts to Josh Burleson for coming through.
And this is Frank. This is Frankie Flo.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
At All-Star. It was kind of dope because we were talking to some people like, you know, we're building our Patreon and stuff like that. And as we were telling you, this is Frankie Flo. He's a freestyler. He's one of the best.
Him and his lady.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The baby Luca.
And they both followed. They both joined on Patreon right in front of us.
Thank you, Frank. And thank you, Ileana.
So whenever you see us, first thing you need to do is pull out the phone.
Pull your phone out. Join our Patreon.
Join the Patreon.
Or the conversation ends.
Okay. All right. There's a fee.
We ain't talking to you no more, bro. Shouts to everybody who's joined Patreon. Shouts to everyone who's joined Gully Squad. We couldn't do any of this without y'all.
Yeah.
I know we just joined, Metal Arc. A lot of changes are going to be coming. A lot of positive changes. Huge, huge surprise coming hopefully very soon. You guys are going to be, if you're a Patreon member, you're going to be the first to see it. And you're going to see it from the beginning to the end.
Yeah,
and no one else is going to see it.
Correct.
We ain't posting it until it's done.
Right.
But y'all are going to get to be a part of it.
Exactly. So make sure you join for that exclusive content. And as always, hit the like button here on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/soccercooligans. If you like to see videos and some past interviews. I've been seeing some comments from some of the new Levitard folks. And somebody said they saw, you know, one clip or whatever. And they said, oh, these guys, they talk about soccer, sure. But they probably only talk about men's soccer. And I was like, all right, we have a long catalog.
You might want to scroll forward and or backwards a little bit.
You might want to look back. We have some historic episodes with some of your favorite female footballers. So you can't come out at us with that that argument.
We got that one covered. Shouts to Yusuf Ricard in the chat. Shouts to everyone who's followed us from day one because this feels cool. Like the new logo, it's a refresh. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Our BBLs.
Bro, came in nice.
Okay. Bro, you know.
That wasn't a bed bug. That was a scalpel gone wrong.
If this wasn't YouTube, we'd be twerking right now, bro. We don't
want to get standards,
we
bro.
Don't want. We ain't trying to get flagged.
Nah, bro.
So
check out that dog. Give you part of Patreon, bro.
So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel for a
Club
bunch of
the Foot Cooligans. And thank you for everyone who sent nice messages about my leg. It is healed. I do want to put a rumor to rest. Christian didn't try to kill me.
I did not try to kill Alexis because that's his tweet was like, maybe he tried to kill me.
You know what though? Maybe he did though. You know, I will say it is kind of funny how people are both coming to my defense and trying to. Drown you or flame you.
Which, sure, that makes sense, right?
Christian, here's what Christian did. He clicked the button. and now this is his fault.
And before I clicked the button, I said, yo, is this a cool place to book?
I actually don't think you did that. I think you sent me, hey, I booked this one.
Look at your text.
I'm going to look at it right now because I don't think you did that.
Look at your text.
I think you just said, yo, this is the one I booked. And I was like, cool.
Nope.
And then you sent me the address.
Nope.
And I was like, good enough for me. I can't possibly find a way to complain about this. And next thing I know, I'm being attacked by bugs, bro.
Okay. So, all right. Well, you going to do that? We got to wrap up.
No, we can wrap. I'm going to find this. One of us will be right. Patreon will know.
Okay.
Who was right.
So, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. As always, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We would love to see some reviews from some new people, especially if you are a new listener, a first-time listener. We got a lot of tweets and a lot of comments. So, thank you for everybody who said something positive. Okay? So, all right. We'll see you. We'll be back next week.
He did ask if I was cool with that.
There we go.
I said, yeah, I'm cool with whatever. What a mistake. Do never respond that. Just never respond that.
Okay. So maybe Christian's not a monster. So maybe you can stop for the 80 people that are tweeting at me.
I will say, this is probably good advice for both of us moving forward and for you. If there's a major event going on in a relatively small city and you find the one hotel that's not priced like the rest of them, do not stay in it.
Okay, we learned our lesson.
We learned our lesson in a very difficult way. I have been shitting pure fire for 4 days because these pills are ruining my insides.
Okay.
But hey, I lost weight.
look at this kit. Silver lining.
Well, I think I wore this kit like a couple days ago. Look how much bigger. Look
wow.
at this.
Wow. Okay. All right. Oh, anorexic Alexis.
Hey. Dude, if you don't eat and you just keep shitting blood, apparently you lose weight. I absolutely love you guys. Thank you for asking about my leg. Stop blaming Christian for it. I never will, though. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We absolutely love you guys. If you are a member of Patreon, in the next... hopefully in the next like week or two, you're going to get to hear some really, really cool news. It's just for you, and you're going to be a part of the process as we go through it. So thank you to everyone who's a member of Patreon. Shouts to you. We love you guys.
Peace.